Oh, hello there, traveler. I don't think I've seen you around here before. Are you new? I know there was an old farm nearby for sale. Maybe you're the new owner? No. Oh, so you're just passing through? Oh, on a quest, you say? Sounds very important. Well, to be fair, I do see a lot of people coming through these parts, but none seem to stay or have much interest aside from, you know, doing a few errands here and there after they stay the night here. Well, that, and they try to give me a ton of useless stuff. I mean, tankards and goblets are useful, sure, but I don't know what they expect me to do with soul gem fragments, or dragon bones, or empty skooma bottles? Or worse, some guy handed me bloody rags. I mean, really, just what am I supposed to do with bloody rags, you know? Yeah, outsiders just puzzle me, but you seem friendly enough. Could I get you a drink? Maybe some Alto wine? Oh, sure, of course. Here, have a seat at the bar, and I'll go get you some from the back. Did you want a sweet roll to go with it? No, of course. No, it's no trouble at all. Here you are. You know, you're actually the first traveler to stop and talk with me at length. I honestly appreciate it. Oh, well, because it tends to get rather lonely here, I suppose, so the company is nice, you know? Oh, well, sure, I mean, the other townspeople are great, but I've lived here my whole life, and, well, to me, they just kind of tend to say the same tired lines, just over and over. I just got sick of it, really, so I just keep to myself. Have I ever thought about leaving? Oh, well, I couldn't possibly do that. If I did, then who would manage the bar or clean up the bedrooms upstairs after guests leave? No, I'm better off staying here. People need me, if only for a little while. Oh, but you probably get to travel a lot, don't you? Yeah, I imagine you've seen the most amazing sights and met the most interesting people on your journey. Hey, forgive me for being rude, but, what's that in your satchel there? I see something sparkling. Oh, a journal? Oh, well, isn't that cute? I never knew many folks who kept diaries. Huh? Oh, it's not a diary, but a log? A log of what? Places you need to go and things to do? Oh, so it's a to-do list. You bring a to-do list with you wherever you go? You really are a funny one, aren't you? But that's okay. You're the... hey, your arm, you're... Oh my god, you're bleeding. Oh no, come here, okay? Just come to the back room and I can try to patch you up. What? No, it's fine. I can't have someone bleeding out in my tavern. No, here, just come this way, okay? Yes, into the back. What? No, it'll be fine. I hardly get any customers at this hour. Yes, just sit down right here, okay? Yes, all right. Lift up your shirt, okay? No, now is not the time to get embarrassed. I just want to treat the wound. Thank you. All right, here. Let me get these bloody arm bandages off and I can sterilize the wound before patching you up. Hey, did you not hear me? Take off your shirt. Yes, thank you. I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound rude. I just care about my customers and their well... Oh my goodness. Look at you. Oh, you poor thing. Where did you get all of these scars? Your quest? Well, forgive me for saying so, but I think you might be better off not doing this quest you're on. Just look at all of these marks. You must have been in so many battles. Here, pass me that cloth, won't you? Thank you. Yes, I'll just clean up the blood and clean out the wound here, and we wouldn't want you to get an infection, so... Did something bite you? These look like teeth marks, but not like any predator I've seen before. They look almost human. What? Draugr? You mean the spooky things that supposedly live in crypts? Oh, come now, don't you lie to me. Just because I never left this town doesn't mean I'm gullible. My parents told me horrible stories about those things, telling me that even one got lost and lived in our basement when really they just wanted to keep a stash of skooma down there and didn't want me getting into it. So, huh? What? Really? They're real. You really believe that, don't you? So you're saying that some undead bit you? Well, I'm not going to continue arguing with an injured traveler, but you should still be careful. Alright, so this arm is all bandaged up. Tomorrow morning, before you leave, I'll rewrap it just to be sure it'll be okay. Alright? Let's see. Ah, jeez. What have I done with those potions? I thought I put them over there. Or... No, shoot. Damn it. Am I all out of restorative potions, too? Jeez. Alright, I can probably stay up a bit late tonight after I close up the shop, and I'll craft a few. One for tomorrow morning, and a few to send with you on your way to this ridiculous quest of yours. Huh? It feels good to be looked after? it's only natural, isn't it? What? You don't even get this kind of attention in real life? You really do talk funny, don't you? Do I need to check your head, too? I think you might have hit it too hard along the way. Hmm? An avatar? In a game? What do you mean, this is a game? Your life isn't a game. You need to take this really seriously. You only get one. What? You really are talking nonsense. Just, what are you on about? What do you mean it doesn't matter because I'm an NPC? What in Tal's name is that? Look, it doesn't matter. What does matter is I really think you need some rest. Look, let me go prepare one of the rooms for you, alright? If you're determined to follow that little to-do list, then you are going to need to be well-rested and well-fed, so let's work on the former now and the latter in the morn. No arguing. I fear you might be a bit delirious, so a good rest might clear your head a little. Hmm? Oh, yes, I do insist, but only because I care. Come on now, morning will come before you know it. Let me lead you to your room, all right?